This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're all grown adults. We don't get scared anymore. We're older. We're wiser. Now, there's some TV shows or movies that still freak us the F out. 314-531-9898. What is a movie or TV show that, man, every time you watch it, you're like, this movie still gives me the heebie-jeebies. Kevin, there's a TV show that, as a grown adult, you watch and it just freaks you out?
Currently watching right now, it's The Outsider on Max, okay? And it's a Stephen King miniseries, and it's about the boogeyman, and it's scary. And I am the guy who gets scared of, things that happen when you're alone and things that happen in the dark.
Really?
So it's like even scarier. So this is a show we are watching at, bright light, daylight, but I can't handle that. And then the movie I cannot watch, I cannot deal with The Ring. Cannot. I know it's.
Oh, good
what
answer.
Is that?
The Ring.
With the girl, comes out of the TV. Oh, yeah. Screw that movie.
That movie still freaks me out. And the thing that freaks me out even more is that movie is only rated PG-13.
No, there's
yes,
no way
it
that's
is.
True. That movie
yes, it
freaky.
Is.
Freaky.
Crazy.
No. Nope,
crazy.
Nope, nope, nope. Not with that girl. She coming out crawling like that? No.
For me, it's a Disney movie that I am actually horrified of. It's The Haunted Mansion.
The one with Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
I rode that ride at Disney World.
I rode that too and was like actually sweating. I was so scared.
We got stuck on that ride actually.
Oh,
what?
Really?
Oh my gosh, that would
really?
Be my nightmare.
I forgot that happened.
That's scary.
I would be so scared. Yeah, The Haunted Mansion, I mean, it's meant to be kind of like a creepy movie, but it's also like a comedy. But for me, that butler does it. Like I see him in my nightmares. I'm terrified of that movie.
For me, I think it's The Goonies.
The Goonies?
That used to scare the crap out of me when I was a kid, and so now I'm like, I can't watch
so
it.
So even
like,
as an adult now?
Yeah, I can't do it.
That's how I have like it.
It's funny.
No, that is the
That's the only horror movie I've seen all the way through, and I did think it was funny.
No, that is the freakiest movie ever.
Are you talking about like the original miniseries?
Original.
Oh, yeah, that was scary. That clown, Tim Curry as Pennywise, terrifying.
No,
I would agree.
Messed up, man.
Would agree.
My brother, when I was really little, my brother told me he was a nice clown, and I was way too little to be watching this, and I watched it.
No, that's scarring.
Yeah, I don't know why he would do that to me. I like literally couldn't go into like where, like, because like it comes out of drains and stuff like that. Anywhere that it drained, I didn't want to be alone with it. I would be running in and out of the bathroom as a kid. And now as a grown adult, I put it on and it, like, trauma. I freaked out, man.
They all float down here.
Stop, Kevin. The other wing is like anything that feels like realistic. Like when those like kidnapping things, like those type of movies. Like,
you're
like, this could easily happen to me. Why are they making a movie about
this?
The
movie The Call with Halle Berry is the number one scariest movie for me because it is a realistic thing.
Yeah. 314-531-9898. What movie, even as an adult, like... I'm a grown adult and I can't watch this. I got to have the lights on for it. We want to take your calls while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. We're dancing commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We're talking about those TV shows that scare the heebie-jeebies out of us. Even as grown adults, There are movies or TV shows you watch and it just makes your skin crawl. What is it for you? 314-531-9898. Kevin is scared of the boogeyman.
Yeah, I mean, anything Stephen King can sometimes do some great horror. And especially the stuff that's cerebral, you have to really think about, or any type of demonic possession, that freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
You know what scares me more? Like that, like exorcism or whatever, like those things like that did freak me out. The demon stuff. But like when it's real, like Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I had to like quit watching that show because I would like watch the Criminal Minds and then all of a sudden I'd be like double checking my locks at night. Like, okay.
Right.
Like it's the stuff that feels like, oh my God, like somebody could break in and get me at any point. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff that gets me.
I mean, the text line is going crazy about scary movies. Christy says a movie called The Strangers. Emma texted in and said it's E.T. for her. She said she watched it at like 3-4 years old and it completely traumatized her.
I thought E.T. is like supposed to be nice, isn't he? Like just trying to get home, poor guy. That's funny.
He's kind of creepy.
A lot of people are with you, Brett, saying that Pennywise is like terrifying.
Yeah. Screw that guy. Pennywise is messed up, man.
And then, Kevin, there's a show that people are saying you should not watch. It's called Evil on Paramount Plus.
Oh, I love Evil.
Oh.
I love Evil. Yes, that is scary. Yes, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Love it. Oh, that's awesome, man.
That's awesome.
But let me tell you something. Father David Acosta ain't afraid of nobody.
Okay.
He can handle this stuff.
All right.
Well, I was so scared of it, speaking of the people I was scared of, that I once got in trouble at my friend's house because I put peanut butter in their basement after watching it.
Brett!
Yeah, I was like, well, peanut butter is really sticky, so if the clown comes out, he'll walk in the peanut butter and get stuck. So I convinced my friend to put it all over their basement. No, it was like an unfinished basement.
Okay, thank God.
Because the pipes were sticking out, man. You should have finished that basement. I wouldn't have seen all those pipes. And they had to call my parents and everything. Like, hey, Brett, put peanut butter all over
this. I can still see you doing that to this day.
To stop him.
Like, what kind of weird conversation? Like, hey, your son decided to put peanut butter all over our basement.
I was trying to stop a scary clown, Mom.
Yeah. Your son needs help. D, what's the movie for you?
Well, for me, it's a movie called Hush.
What is it about? Kevin, go, ooh.
It's about a young blind woman, very independent young woman, who lives on her own by herself in a kind of a remote wooded area. And I guess this guy decides, you know, she's easy pickings, and he starts trying to get into the house.
Okay.
And trying to get her. And again, she's blind. And so she's trying to fight this guy off and keep him out of the house. And she can't even see him.
Yeah, that's messed up. Like, bro, leave the lady alone.
Yeah, that's like, not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, right. I hear you. Mackenzie, what TV show for you?
Mine was a movie, an old school Disney Channel movie called Don't Look Under the Bed.
Oh, I know this movie. Yeah.
It used to scare the crap out of me. I would jump onto my bed every night when I was a kid, worried that something was going to pull me underneath there.
Yeah, hopefully not looking under it.
Mackenzie, I don't want to tell you a story that's going to freak you out or anything, but
Brett.
A recent viral story is a mom looked under her daughter's bed because she, like, the daughter was, like, you know, freaking out, going, oh, there's a monster in my bed. She's like, I'm going to show you there's no monster in the bed. And she looked under her daughter's bed, and there was a man underneath the bed.
Jeez, real fear.
Yes. Wow. A real story that happened. It was like literally last week, guys.
Wow.
So, Mackenzie legitimately don't look
under the bed. He's ruined her day.
Don't look
under the bed for real.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.